Now, you were talking about the subconscious. I happen to believe, George, as you do, the subconscious mind is extremely powerful. And if you place things in your head, you know, and you just go to sleep on it, I think it'll go to work for you, won't it?
Yes, it will. There's lots of studies on this. I use this very successfully in school. If you, let's say just in study patterns, if you review the material before you go to sleep, and you're going to take a test, and then you review it when you wake up in the morning, it's almost like that material is processed in a different way, so it's more available more rapidly at a deeper level. And the subconscious is such a gift, but it's tricky. Stuff gets stuck in there from just the routine, you know, events growing up in life. And so that's what Dr. Lambro and I talk about, the fog of distress in Code to Joy. And it's, you know, just like life accumulates, even little things that we think, you know, are not huge issues. Here in San Diego, Dr. Seuss, who is Ted Geisel, his widow is just a sweet older woman now, and but just a huge philanthropist. But here's an interesting story. Now, Dr. Seuss was never a client of mine, but apparently when he was a young child, he won a contest selling war bonds, and he was one of 10 kids who were on stage with President Roosevelt, and they were being presented with certificates, and he was the last one. There were only 9 certificates. All of the other kids had won. They left him on stage embarrassed, and he said that that childhood trauma stayed with him. And here's the famous Dr. Seuss, Ted Geisel, and so he is just publishing now, after his death, a very large artwork collection, but he didn't want it published because he felt awkward because he had low self-esteem about his artwork. If you could imagine, one of the best loved artists of all time.
Stays with you that long, doesn't it?
Right. It'll stay with you forever unless you take it out of your subconscious, and that's what we have in the book, is we teach people how to take it out of their subconscious.
George, are people generally happy or not?
You know, generally people are happy, but what happens is we are built to be happy and joyful and to see the world in a new, fresh way. And if you think about yourself, if you I have a new nephew that's 2 weeks old. It's just very exciting to see that life force like that. And I have another nephew that's 3 years, and just the joy that is just their natural state, that we're built to be like that. But what happens is events, we call it the fog of distress. And if we think about the amount of water droplets that are in an acre of fog 3 feet deep, most people would think that's a lot of water that obscures our ability to see. And here on the coast, you know, we're having that experience all the time. But if we think about how much is that really blocking our view, that acre of fog is less than the amount of water in a glass, standard glass, an acre. So what happens is these little events growing up where we might have been criticized, might have been experienced mild traumas, these just collect. We might feel rejected.
Somebody bullied.
Bullied, absolutely. And these collect on our hard drive. And so you want to learn how to clear them off.